Well, Arlene, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome. It's always good to see you and check in with you.
We're talking a little bit about some of the summer nuisance laws in Knoxville and keeping your yards up to code and whatnot here. And Arlene Worrell is the Community Services Officer here with the Knoxville Police Department. Arlene, what are some of your most frequently asked questions, would you say, regarding summer and lawn code?
We have a lot of questions being asked right now about the height of grass, and we have a lot of properties that haven't been mowed yet. So we're working on getting our list together, getting property owners contacted, and enforcing those so that all the yards are brought up to code for the grass height. Grass height code is that it does need to be 8 inches, no longer than that, in your residential areas. We're working getting everybody, you know, those are the important issues. Another big issue that is asked often is, can I burn my yard debris? And the answer to that is yes, you can burn yard debris. We like to keep it to your twigs, your leaves, and branches that are no bigger than 3 inches in diameter, but you cannot burn in any of the streets or any of the alleys, so it has to be in your yard. We need you to have the fire to be supervised and to have a water source with you while you burn as well. So those are the kind of things you might check in, just make sure there's no burn ban going on prior to you wanting to burn. So those are kind of some of the important issues right now with complying with city codes on your yards.
And I imagine too that with burning, it's always good just kind of to maybe call up and let people know too, like maybe let the dispatch center know so that if they do get a call, they're not rushing out there with someone.
That is always a good idea because, you know, if we know what's going on in the neighborhood and we get a call, you know, it's easier to check in and deal with those issues than with information that we know.
Can you kind of take us through the process of maybe, you know, you have a neighbor that their grass is unmowed and they haven't kept up with it and, you know, you file a report. What is the process that goes into that afterwards so people kind of understand what you're doing and what the city's doing in order to keep up with code violations?
That's a good question. As I said, there's several properties out there right now that have not been mowed yet this year. So first of all, we have to identify those properties that haven't been mowed. Right now, as the season has gone on, that's getting less and less difficult to do because the grass is getting so long. So when we see a property that's not being maintained and being kept up to the code, number one, it could be spotted by myself as the community service officer as I do inspections, or it could be spotted by a patrol officer, a patrolman, any one of our police officers, and they'll get that information back to me. Or a neighbor might want to give me a call up here at the police department or the city hall, and they report that as well. And then I go out and I identify that. I'll take a picture of that so that it's documented, and then I'll contact the property owner. The property owner's given a letter in the mail. It's given 48 hours to bring that up to code. And if that's not done, and I check back in that time frame, and it has not been complied with, we have our city crews that will go out and take care of bringing that up to code by performing the actions there themselves, having it mowed and weeded, and then we'll assess that cost to that property owner.
Talking a little bit more about other violations, I imagine that there's some general tree and shrub care that people need to take care of, especially in some of those heavily treated neighborhoods.
There is. We have beautiful communities around here, and we want people to be able to be out and enjoy their community. And so one of the things I've been addressed with already is the height of trees coming over the sidewalk so that our walkers and people out can enjoy themselves. And the height over the top of a sidewalk for a tree to have clearance is to be no higher than 8 feet over the sidewalk and 16 feet over the traveled portion of any street or alley. So if you have trees that are close to sidewalks or streets, we do need those to be pruned and maintained.
So generally speaking, a normal size male, if they are able to reach up and touch the tree on the sidewalk, that's probably too close to the sidewalk.
Exactly. Want some good clearance there for people.
One thing I wanted to mention with mowing that I forgot too is the clippings. People need to make sure that their clippings are picked off the street. Normally people do a good job of that, but just something to make sure of because we don't want those going down the sewer drains and whatnot.
Absolutely. That's a big issue. When people do mow, we want to make sure that the mower sends it back into their own yard and not into the street. If it does get down into the street, you know, just go ahead and take a blower and blow it back up or sweep it back up. It needs to be kept out of the street. And that is an enforced issue as well. So if you let your grass clippings go into the street, there can be a citation for that. So very important. You want to keep the grass clippings in your yard.
Let's move on to something else going on this weekend, this Saturday. It's the annual Unclaimed Bike Sale. Talk a little bit about that. What is that?
Well, here at the police department, any bicycle that's been brought up here as a lost bicycle and nobody has claimed the bike for a period of over 6 months, the police department will sell the bike. We just don't have room to house them forever and ever and ever. So we turn around, we sell them for $10, every bike $10 each. So the bike sale will be this Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock. It's here at the municipal building. It's going to be on the east side of the building, so here on Montgomery Street. And first come, first serve. So you might kind of come early if you have a need for a bicycle and see what we might have. We'll kind of set them out ahead of time so you can kind of see them prior to the sale and come on up and see what we've got.
And generally, how many bikes do you think are at these sales annually?
In the past, we've probably sold anywhere from 50 or so bikes, yeah. I don't think we have quite as many this time, but we've got a good amount of bikes.
And there. Bikes of all sizes?
Bikes of all sizes, absolutely, yes, yep.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I appreciate you coming in and being able to check in and help maintain the beauty of our neighborhoods. Thank you.